Now, about those tourists, some of them are not prepared for the harsh winter conditions, and they've been keeping Iceland's search and rescue teams busy. Alda Sigmund's daughter is an Icelander. She says it's been the coldest, nastiest winter in a long while.
We've just been getting one storm after the other, and quite a lot of snow and quite rough.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map, and you know the Gulf Stream just kind of sends what we get here in Boston up to you guys.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. What has been the impact on the tourist season then?
So part of the problem is just the sheer numbers that are coming in. And of course, then it's compounded by the bad weather. So what happens is that tourists don't realize, I mean, they don't recognize that when the Icelanders say, you know, don't travel, there's going to be a storm, they think it'll be something like back home. And it's usually quite a bit different. So they don't take weather warnings seriously.
Yeah, I gather there was a recent incident involving some cross-country skiers from Finland.
Yeah, that was a particularly bad situation. There were three cross-country skiers who were going across Vatnajökull Glacier, which is the largest glacier in Europe outside of Greenland. Evidently, one of their travelers got ill. So they called for help from the search and rescue teams, and they came up and they got the sick tourist. They strongly advised the other two to come with them because there was a storm coming, and they refused to come down. So 3 days later, the storm blew in. They lost their equipment, their tent was gone, and so they had to call the rescue teams again, and the rescue teams had to go up in extremely bad conditions and try and find them, which they did. But I think this was sort of the incident that sparked a lot of anger in Iceland because, you know, they were advised to come down and they didn't heed the advice. And so the search and rescue teams had to put themselves in danger.
And is it true that search and rescue teams in Iceland are mostly volunteers?
Yes, entirely volunteers.
Wow.
They're stretched to the max, I'd say, right about now. There have been incidents of people going up onto the glacier, even with small children, and in some cases needing to be rescued. And so the calls that the search and rescue teams are getting have increased exponentially in the last 5 years or so. The cost of each rescue is, you know, as you can probably imagine, pretty hefty. And it really can't be sustained, that something has to change.
So that anger among Icelanders about these ill-prepared tourists, is it difficult for them to reconcile? Because the tourism dollar is pretty strong in Iceland, right?
I mean, I think most Icelanders see this tourism boom as a mixed blessing. It's a situation where I think most Icelanders are just trying to, you know, get a grip on what's happening and how to deal with the situation.
So, Aldo, what advice do you have for tourists going to Iceland besides, you know, don't be stupid? What's the trick to returning from Iceland in one piece?
Right. Well, there is an excellent website called safetravel.is. And it's run by the search and rescue teams. And let me just, you know, say here that the Icelandic search and rescue teams are fantastic. I mean, they don't take any chances. For example, there was a woman just a few days ago cross-country skiing around one of the glaciers, and she had a device with her that sent, I think, every 12 hours a signal as to where she was. The device failed. She didn't realize. But, you know, all these search and rescue workers went out looking for her just because they don't take any chances. They found her after, you know, a 3-day search in horrible, horrible weather. That would be my first piece of advice to tourists, that just, you know, do your homework before you set out and always heed the warnings of the locals.
Yeah. Alda Sigmund's daughter, her blog is the Iceland Weather Report. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is The World.